Jeff's. Jeff's Wonderland. And welcome to the Wonderland. I'm your host, Jeff Healy, and this is episode 7 of season 7, if I'm not very much mistaken, which I occasionally am, even regarding stuff I should be getting right every time, which can be embarrassing and yet liberating, because being wrong about stuff is one of the penultimate reminders to ourselves and others that regardless of our individual talents, we are human and fundamentally imperfect and flawed like everybody else. Now, this has a three-pronged advantage. It keeps us humble, it makes it less likely that the people around us will feel we're better than they are, and it provides an unrivaled opportunity to have a bloody good laugh at ourselves, which I reckon is one of the best qualities a person can have. Now, that isn't to say that admitting fault is easy, because many of us have been taught from an early age that life is essentially a competition in which we must be better, smarter, faster, and stronger than everyone else in order to succeed, that mistakes equal failure, and that we should want others to see us as superior. But you know what? We really don't, because in pretty much every single case, if we're consciously maintaining an outward attitude of infallibility, that's kind of like wearing a big flashing neon sign around our necks which reads, "Sooner or later, I'm gonna screw up." Because being human, we will. And when we do, we're gonna look and feel, under those circumstances, kind of stupid. Fortunately for me, though, screwing up is like a bodily function these days, so I try to enjoy those inevitable moments as much as everybody else enjoys witnessing them. And when I do get things right, well, it feels like Christmas, which is a win either way. Anyhow, on to other matters now, which will require us to enter that repository of reason, that altar of analysis, that corral of contemplation, that is theory time.
Yo, you can't know what you can't know. I'm gonna tell you what I think I know. And I know what I know. This is what I know. Theory time.
And welcome to Theory Time. And today's segment is actually about the subject of time. And what an utter bastard it is in terms of being able to find out ways to manage it. Because time really is a slippery little sucker. Now, to start with, there are three things which, consciously or subconsciously, confront us every single day of our lives. Namely, past, present, and future. Courtesy of expressions such as, learn from the past, live in the now, plan for the future. Like, what the actual, right? That's just life, I suppose, but it does seem like many of us, myself included, are constantly struggling to get the balance of past, present, and future just right in order to live our lives as well as we can. And I reckon if I had to choose one of those times over the other two, I'd pick now, because the past is gone, the future isn't here yet, and so right now is the only thing that really matters right now, right? Now, brutal logic. I know it is, but it's pretty hard to argue. And if you think about it, your life has been a series of right nows ever since you were born, and will continue to be until the day you die. Which means that the past and the present are just a bunch of right nows given a different name. So the bigger question is, are we making the most of all of these right nows? Well, I'd suggest probably not, and it'd be impossible anyway, because there's so much else going on in our lives these days. Immersing ourselves in the complete awareness of any given moment is getting increasingly difficult. Not impossible, but really, really hard, unless we literally set time aside regularly to do exactly that. For me, that amounts to staring at the wall with my eyes open and just listening to whatever sound there might be at the time. Which I suppose amounts to meditation, doesn't it? Another thing that's really hard to do is to not spend loads of time looking out for things to look forward to. Not that there's anything wrong with doing that per se, and we all do it, and we'll all continue to do it, but given that a lot of the best moments in our lives are usually unexpected and not planned, wouldn't it make more sense to just not even think about what may or may not be around the corner, so to speak? But again, more easily said than done. So, what conclusion is there to draw from any of that? Well, just that while we have no actual control over time itself, we can choose what we're going to do with it. And the older I get, the more time I spend thinking about how much better I can use whatever time I have left on this particular plane of existence. So now, if you'll excuse me, I think I'm going to go and stare at the wall.
This is what I know. Theory time.
And that's it for theory time, which hopefully was time well spent. But who can say? What we can say for certain is that it's time for some music, and so we are going to march confidently in the general direction of our Song of the Day segment and see what's up for grabs. Well, as it happens, there's a track from one of our stable of Wonderland-approved artists, namely The Mergers, that's been on my brain for some time, and I reckon it's about time I shared this little earworm with you all. So here it is, and it's called Little Barney. Take a listen. Little Barney from The Mergers and their album With a Carrot and a Stick. And you'll find that song and everything else from The Mergers on any of the major music streaming services. So, According to my calculations, we are now at that point in the show where any kind of real logic that's existed up until this point gets thrown enthusiastically out the window. And thus it is with no small amount of hesitation that I present to you all yet another episode of
Good Times with Big Jeff
and Little Kev.
Kevin Owen.
Jeff Healy.
See, folks, now you know what we're actually called. Yeah. If you didn't know before, you probably did. But you know, there are some people forget. You know, I rarely forget, Kevin. Do you forget very often? Do you forget things?
Well, if I do forget, I forgot about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my mother said never talk with your mouth full. I just had my mouth full.
There it is.
I was just drinking a hot tea.
A hot tea? Were you drinking hot tea, Jeff?
Yeah.
Really?
I was drinking a hot tea, Kev. Uh-huh. But what's weird about it, it's not hot and it's not tea.
Right.
But otherwise, it's
carbonated.
It's hot tea.
Odd. So it's very
it's
odd.
Carbonated. And that's all you need to know, folks. We I'd like to operate this show on a need to know basis.
Do they have carbonated teas, by the way? Oh, that's in Switzerland, isn't it?
Is there such a thing? Is really?
Do they have
is
that?
It?
I don't know.
Oh, you're not talking about Rivella, are you?
No.
No,
that's
made out of...
Yeah, that's not a
that's
tea.
Made out of rabbit's noses or something.
God,
I'm not sure.
Geez,
anyway.
I don't know.
No, I think it is.
Very,
no, I think it is. It isn't made out of rabbit's noses.
It's a very quiet
but,
drink.
You know,
it's
they're
very quiet drink.
Yeah, it is, but they're very careful. They select them carefully. And from rabbits, happy rabbits, who are willing to give their noses up for nothing.
They're also brown
well,
nosers
much.
Anyway, right?
Oh, I see what you did there. Huh? That was very good.
Huh?
Nice one.
Yeah.
Nice one, man. Nice one. Okay, so, Kev... What have you got to say for yourself on this fine winter's day? What do you have to say for yourself?
Well, Jeff, I've been thinking about something.
Yeah. What have you been thinking about?
I've been thinking about words that affect me. I don't know, words that are kind of I don't know. They have a meaning for me that it's not as shocking, but it's disturbing.
Oh.
Or there's a couple of words that I don't like.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, Kevin, I'm on board with that already,
okay,
buddy.
Here we go.
Anything that you don't like, I'm on board with, as you know.
There it is. So, one of them, Jeff, is it's kind of an old word. I'm not sure people use it anymore. But if I walked into to a drugstore or an apotheke, as they call it in various countries in Europe.
Yes.
And I said, listen, there's something wrong. I think I've got a bit of a cut that seems a bit infected. They'd say, hey.
Right.
I've got a salve for you that you can put on there.
I'm
Whoa! What do you mean a salve? I don't like... What is that? I don't like it. I don't like it because the L is silent,
weird.
First of all. I don't like it because the L is silent. That makes me suspicious. I'm
salve.
Suspicious of the word.
Why are they hiding...
What are they hiding?
Why are they hiding the L?
Yeah.
Well, Kevin, let me just hark back to World War II.
Okay.
Now, you're in Switzerland.
Yeah.
Okay? You are neutral. Right? You are not going to be entirely forthcoming.
Right.
So you're going to hide certain things which won't seem to be being hidden in plain sight. Well, maybe they are. Like salve. They say salve.
Yeah, salve.
Now, Kev, if you said salve to me, you know what that means?
No.
A sausage.
Really?
It's short for sausage. A saveloy. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Saveloy.
In Australia, you would say that.
Yeah. We actually have an expression, and maybe this is an English expression. If somebody says something implausible, you will look at them and you will say, fair sucker the salve. Right?
What on earth?
But you're not talking about an ointment. You do not want to suck on a tube of ointment.
Ointment
no,
I hate
not.
As well.
So
I hate ointment.
Oh, you hate ointment? What, you hate using it? You just hate the word?
I just hate the word. Also, liniment. What about that one?
Oh, now liniment. Yeah, I've got to agree with you with liniment.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's something to do with linen, and it's like I don't need a bandage. I need something to make the pain go away.
Exactly.
A bandage is not going to do it.
Yeah,
you know.
I don't know.
Liniment, no.
A liniment.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
know. And then
yeah.
then there's the word linen. Extraction, which I don't like.
Extraction.
I don't like it. Is that wrong?
Right, it's out. He doesn't like it. But is it wrong? No, it's extraction. That's the word you don't like. Not wrong.
Yeah,
you have no problem with the word wrong?
No.
No,
no wrong is fine.
No.
Wrong is right.
Wrong is fine.
Wrong is for me, it's
wrong
right
wrong is,
to say wrong.
Wrong is right. Yeah, well, Kevin, it may interest you to know that one of my recent singles was called Wrong. Actually, you already know that.
I do know
so
that, yes.
Just thought I'd throw then. Little plug for myself.
Yeah,
thank
why
you.
Not?
Well, how could you not? Because I would have told you and said, listen to this.
Yeah.
And you did.
And I did.
And the rest of that,
as the rest, as they say, is history.
Yeah.
But let's get back to the point. The point is extraction. Now, Kevin, what if you were, okay, once you'd been out in the fields with your electric gun shooting people been captured because you're... What?
Haven't we touched on this before? Is that deja vu?
Yeah, we touched on it. This is kind of like a sequel.
Okay.
To what we've talked about before.
Okay, so where are you
going with
this?
I've just got to remember. Okay. Where I'm going with this is here. You got captured by the enemy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then your people had to extract you.
That's what I mean.
From their grasp. But Kevin, you would not complain about that word. If you heard that you were being extracted, you'd be like, ooh, goody. But I think what you'd say, Kev, is, you know, guys, I don't like the word, but I'd like to be extracted. I'd like to be rescued, please. Can't we just say rescued?
Rescued.
Why do you have to say extracted? Yeah, so I see what you mean, Kevin. But what if there's an what about extract? If something has an extract, containing raspberry extract.
And what do you mean? Is the problem. There is the exact problem, Jeff.
Thought as much.
So listen,
that's
when you have an extract of something, it's the essence, it's part of it. So if someone was extracting me from something, that means part of me is not coming with me. Like there's maybe something left behind. So I've been extracted.
What, you mean your car?
No, just whatever.
Well,
like maybe I lose a limb or something. You know, I'm being extracted, but they're not paying attention to all of me. You know, there's just like, there's an extract of me.
Yeah, so does that mean there should have been a song? I mean, John Legend did a song called All of Me. Should he have done an extract of me?
Yeah.
That would not have sold. That would not have sold, Kevin. You're right.
Maybe you're right.
You are right, man. No, you are. All of me. Take all or nothing, baby.
There it is.
There's no extracting.
There's no extract.
There's not going to be any extracting.
You can't just extract part of me. I'm not an extract of sorts.
Exactly, Kevin. And folks, we'll be back on the next episode of Good Times with an extract or not from this episode of
Good Times with Big Jeff
and Little Kev.
And that wraps up Good Times once again, in much the same way as one would wrap up a small parcel of kitchen compost in newspaper and place it in the appropriate receptacle outside the garage next to the other recycling bins, rather than just chucking it out of the window. Which we probably should have done before the show even started. But, you know, hindsight is 2020 vision, isn't it? And it's now 2024, so I guess we've missed our chance. Anyway, on to the subject of helpful medications. Now, we're all aware of the pharmaceutical industry's concern for us as a species, as evidenced by things like, I don't know, the opioid crisis in the US. And yeah, it's another reminder that although prescription drugs have done a lot of good over the years, the Western first world culture of more is better has been proven disastrously wrong yet again. Which brings me to the subject of chocolate. That's right, chocolate. And before I go any further into this, we're going to stick the subject in a lovely presentation box and call it
Jeff's Thought of the Day.
I was thinking about something, I think it was the thought of the day. I think it was the thought of the day.
And welcome to Thought of the Day. Now, I suspect there would have been relatively few cases in the history of the human race where the overconsumption of chocolate would have proven fatal. But there's no doubt that it has often resulted in some, let's just say, unwanted side effects in terms of weight gain in certain areas. And given the pharmaceutical industry's seemingly unquenchable thirst for profit, why have today's consumers not yet been presented with some kind of, let's say, enhanced chocolate product that cleverly deposits bulk in those places where we would actually like it to be rather than where we don't want it to be, as is currently the case? You know, boob chocolate, trunk chocolate, bicep chocolate, and so on. Well, the first answer we would get, of course, would be, well, it's not quite that simple. To which I would say, well, neither was coming up with antibiotics and penicillin and Viagra and vaccines and loads of other helpful substances either. But you did that, didn't you? We know that necessity is the mother of invention, right? But so is profit / greed. Makes you think, doesn't it? Maybe they're working on it right now. Of course, I'm not seriously suggesting that this is something that's likely to turn up on supermarket shelves anytime soon. and it's not something we need or even should have, in the same way as we never needed or should have had drive-through fast food or condensed milk in a tube or semi-automatic weapons either. And yet, there those things are. Anyway, back to the subject of languages. Not that I was talking about languages, but perhaps I should have been, and I wasn't, and so I thought now is the time to make up for that. And yes, I am aware that this is Thought of the Day, but you are now getting two thoughts for the price of one, which represents pretty good value, I reckon. Anyway, The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald, a literary classic and made into a movie more than once. And in German, the title of the story is Der große Gatsby. So, for an English speaker such as myself to look at that title in German, as I did in a bookshop in Zurich a few weeks ago, what came to mind was a rumour I'd heard about a never-released sequel to the classic novel, also penned by Mr. Scott Fitzgerald, and one which tells the story of a lesser-known member of the Gatsby clan, and simply known, the book that is, as The Gross Gatsby. As in, oh my God, that Dwayne Gatsby guy is just so gross, so disgusting, always wearing the same underwear, showers once a week, doesn't use deodorant, always spitting in the street and swearing and like, I mean, what the actual? It also just so happens that, just like the pharmaceutical industry, we here at the Wonderland know an opportunity when we hear about one, and we may or may not have spent vast amounts of money and most of the last 12 months securing exclusive rights to that unpublished work, knowing full well that Hollywood is currently fanging for yet another new spin on an old story. Now, obviously, folks, I can't say too much more at this stage, but it's a matter of time before anybody who's anybody will want to be involved in what promises to be the biggest grossing movie of all time. Yeah, exactly. I think it was the thought of the day. And thankfully, that's it for today's Thoughts of the Day. And this, the long-awaited 105th episode of The Wonderland. Thanks to all of you out there for listening, and as always to little Kev, who keeps disguising himself as Donald Trump and then turns up on American TV networks, political rallies, court hearings and the like, but who still manages to make it into the studio in time to record our Good Time segment. Well, that's what I call full-time dedication to the art of comedy, folks. And apparently he's also earning a ton of frequent flyer points. Anyway, it's farewell for now, but we will be back again soon, and when you least expect it, with another brand new episode of The Wonderland. Gotta get back to Jeff's Wonderland. Gotta come back to the Wonderland. Jeff's Wonderland.